It's back to school time, a busy time of year for students, teachers, families, and the entire community. This is Lisa Berry, and it's an especially busy time for the Washtenaw Intermediate School District that includes many public school districts, academies, and facilities. So we're checking in with Superintendent Scott Menzel. You have the big picture view of Washtenaw County Schools. So what are you seeing ahead for the 2018-19 school year?
One of our biggest areas of focus this year is around literacy. We have a common commitment with our nine public school systems and Washtenaw ISD to focus very intentionally on early literacy. As you may know, the state law now has gone into effect that essentially requires retention of students who aren't proficient in third grade reading by the end of the year. We, however, aren't being forced or driven by the mandatory retention provisions. Instead, our focus has really been about how do we provide the support and resources necessary to ensure all of our students are proficient in reading at grade level. And so our emphasis and focus has not been on punitive measures, but really on resources and support. So that is probably the top priority for us as we head into the new school year.
In this high-tech digital age, is it tough to get a kid to read a book anymore?
You know, students generally are motivated learners. It's about how we provide access and support, particularly when they're struggling. There are some students who don't have much access in their homes to books, for example, in a preschool environment. And so we work to make sure that we're providing the kinds of things that will give them an opportunity to have experience with text. And then we're working with our teachers on instructional essentials to do the things that we know research shows will ensure that all of our students are able to read proficiently.
One serious issue, I think, that is on the minds of a lot of people as we begin this school year is safety in the classroom. Is that something the ISD has been looking at and working on?
We have, and we've been in conversation with our local districts as well. We do have emergency plans operational in every district. We review those frequently and then also have conversations with our partners in law enforcement to make sure that we're all on the same page. Last February, we had a meeting with the superintendents and law enforcement from across the various jurisdictions in the county. We've committed to not only having formal meetings annually, but then we've created a communication channel so that we can have regular discussions about emerging issues, concerns, and ways of ensuring that our responses are designed to protect and ensure the safety and well-being of all of our students. So we've been very and consistently addressing those kinds of training opportunities for our staff in our school buildings.
As I mentioned, we're in such a high-tech digital age, and that internet is not necessarily totally available to everyone in Washtenaw County. Is that something you're addressing?
There are business in terms of Comcast and other providers that have worked to make internet access available for people in low-income families. And so there are efforts to expand. Some of our concerns are not only about the affordability of it, but access. So if you live in more rural and remote parts of Washtenaw County, you don't have the same access to broadband coverage. And there are discussions within both our county and the region in terms of how do we get broadband access into places that currently don't have it. Because, in fact, there is generally an expectation when kids are sent home with homework that they're likely able to access the internet to be able to support their learning. And so, yes, that's on our radar, and there are a number of partners that are working to address that.
I try to be as positive as possible. So tell us what you're looking forward to this academic school year.
Well, every fall, I look forward to the return of our students. I mean, there's just a lot of energy and excitement and enthusiasm as students come back from summer break, and in many cases, they come to school for the first time. So I love looking at the eyes of kindergartners when they're coming into their classroom, their excitement, their readiness to learn. And I also love the excitement and enthusiasm of our staff. That summer break does wonders in terms of allowing people to refresh and recharge their batteries. And we have a tremendous opportunity to help students achieve their full potential. It's the power of public education. It's a way in which we can ensure that kids, regardless of their socioeconomic background or circumstance of birth, have an opportunity to achieve their full potential. So when we think about educational equity, access, and opportunity, that's what we do in public education. So I'm just excited about the energy that is associated with the launch of the new school year.
All right, Scott Menzel, and superintendent of the Washtenaw Intermediate School District. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.